Hey everyone, happy holidays again. This is Kennedy Hawk from the Marvel Champions Monthly fan podcast team, and we're going to talk about the fifth deck in our Decked Halls 2020 series. This one focused all on Iron Man. Surprisingly, this is also a leadership deck, so after getting through the core set, protection was not the least aspect I played with any of these heroes, but in my play log it was the second last for all of them, so hopefully we get some protection decks in here soon. This Iron Man deck is going to be a little bit similar to the She-Hulk deck, but with a little bit different of a twist. And again, it's going to be a self-involved thematic Iron Man. It's going to be all about me, Iron Man. So let's take a look at the deck list, talk about the deck objectives and what kind of cool things you can do with it, and look a little bit at the cost curve for this upgrade-heavy Iron Man deck. So if you listened to the Decked Halls episode yesterday, we talked about a She-Hulk deck that had 25 events in it. We're going back to where I feel like I belong in a deck thinning world. So this Iron Man deck is going to be all about getting tech upgrades out as fast as you can. And normally that would happen in protection with things like the electrostatic armor and energy barrier. But this time we're doing it with some new Ant-Man upgrades that are also tech upgrades that you can control. So we'll get to upgrades at the very end, but we'll start with allies. So in this deck, I want as many Lightning Bolt resources as possible, because I want to get those tech armor upgrades out, just puke my entire deck onto the table, and then just have energy bolt after energy bolt left for repulsor blasts. So I've got four allies. I have Corset Hawkeye, Ronin, Stinger, and War Machine. So all three allies I've added have energy resources. Originally, when I built this deck, I took the cheapest allies I could, so I put Ant-Man in there, and I think I put Wonder Man, just trying to keep costs low, but having the energy resources proved to be more important. For events, I've got one copy of Avengers Assembled, two copies of Earth's Mightiest Heroes, three copies of Morale Boost, you could flip those quantities around, three copies of Repulsor Blast, and two copies of Supersonic Punch. For resources, I did put in Energy, Genius, and Strength. I'm not a big fan of having Genius and Strength in there, but I found, especially when setting up and trying to get those allies on the board, I ended up needing it. For supports, I have Pepper Potts, Quinn Carrier, Stark Tower, and Triskelion. Quinn Carrier, even in multiplayer, is really good with Tony Stark because you can guarantee yourself that mental resource every turn to go aerial once you're set up, and that's really, really important. Because I haven't included any mental cards that don't plan to stay on the board other than Genius. All right, we're finally to the 18 upgrades that are in this deck. So you've got all your Iron Man armor. You've got your Mark Reactor. You've got your Arc Reactor. You've got your Mark V armor. You've got your Mark V helmet. You've got your powered gauntlets, and your rocket boots. So that's seven right there. But you've got other cool stuff too. So we've got one copy of Downtime, one copy of Endurance, three copies of Honorary Avenger just because they're cheap. Next, we've got three copies of Power Gloves. So let's read the text for Power Gloves. That's a new ally upgrade in the Ant-Man leadership deck. So it is an ally upgrade. It has the armor and tech trait, so it is going to count as tech armor to increase Iron Man's hand size. Attached to an Avengers ally, max one per ally. After the attached ally attacks or thwarts, deal one damage to an enemy. Pretty cool. We also have three copies of Reinforced Suit. Attached to an ally, max one per ally. Attached ally gets plus two hit points, energy resource, also an armor and a tech. So that's six more tech upgrades we've seeded our deck with. So we have 13 of our 18 upgrades are tech upgrades. That's awesome. You should be getting at least one to two tech upgrades in your opening hand. So an ideal start for you is you get an ally down and you just put two of these tech upgrades on it. You get the next ally down, you put two of the tech upgrades. If you can play your armor in the meantime, that's fine too, because armor's good. But it's not as cheap as these one-cost upgrades. So you're really trying to bum-rush into Iron Man form. I know a lot of times when I play Iron Man, I end up staying in Tony Stark for 2 to 3 turns in multiplayer. I should say 3 to 4 turns, because I'm a greedy Iron Man player and I want to get my whole suit up and running. In this deck, sometimes you can flip turn one, which is crazy. I had one game where I played Stinger, and I put two upgrades onto her. Pretty bonkers. So you can definitely get a lot of upgrades out really, really quick. I've gotten to the point where I got to my 7-card hand size on turn 2 before by just staying in Ultra Ego form for one turn. It's super doable. There's a couple cards you may want to swap out if you don't want to go all in on that Repulsor Blast mechanic, but let's just talk about that for a minute. So you've got four allies, and you could have all of them in play with Triskelion. Four supports and 18 upgrades. So you could puke all those cards onto the table and have just 14 cards left in your deck. At that point, of those 14 cards, 9 of them are lightning or energy resource cards. One of them is genius, one of them is strength, 3 of them are Repulsor Blast. So when you play a Repulsor Blast, you're going to discard 5 of the other cards, so you're already down to 13 cards, 9 of which are lightning resources. And hopefully you know where the other Repulsor Blast, genius, or strength is. But when I was playing this, I would hit 11 and 13 as my Repulsor Blast damage several times per game once I got set up and running, which was really cool to see. One thing that's kind of weird, you didn't bring like First Aid, and you didn't bring Inspiring Presence to keep using those allies after you get the upgrades on them. I pretty much use the allies till they're at 1 health, and then they just sit there. They are just there to hold armor upgrades for me. The nice thing is if they do die, they're just lightning resources as well, especially if they only had a reinforced suit on them and not power gloves. You're just putting more lightning resources into your deck, energy resources, so it's not a big deal. Some other cool combos you could try with Iron Man. I originally had the other Hawkeye in here. Kate Bishop is not an energy resource, so I swapped her for Clint. I liked the idea of having Kate in a Iron Man Tony Stark deck because you can decide what goes into your discard pile with Pepper Potts using Hawkeye's ability, and then use Pepper to generate those resources, so it's really not a wasted card for her. But it just didn't work out in this lightning-focused Iron Man deck. I say it's very self-involved because even though you have all these allies out, you don't really care what the allies are doing. I mean, yeah, you're going to use them down to 1 HP because you're Tony Stark, you're a user. But you're not going to focus on like getting those allies to crazy levels. You could bring Lead from the front instead of Morale Boost. I wanted to keep the cost curve a little bit lower. But really, once you get those allies out there and they're down to 1 health, you do have those copies of Earth's Mightiest Heroes, right? So Iron Man with his 2 base thwart, we already know how powerful readying him is with Arc Reactor. If you can ready him another time with Earth's Mightiest Heroes, you can now remove 6 threat. If you played a Morale Boost already that turn, once you're up and running and in Repulsor Blast mode, you can remove 9 threat with those 3 readies. That's just taking it to him. I mean, that's just amazing. So cost curve, let's look at cost curve really quick, because Iron Man takes a while to set up, right? Especially as you're, you know, sort of figuring out how to get all those tech armors out. So, cost curve not quite as good as that She-Hulk one where like almost 20 cards were in the zero cost range. We've got our 3 null cards from our resources. We've got 5 zero cost cards. We have 19 one cost cards. So we are still staying in this like super cheap cost curve range. Hopefully by the end of this event, I find something that is like just a big money deck where I spend lots of things. But right now I'm in this like cheap deck habit. So looking at that, I've got 27 cards that cost 1 or less, 6 more if you include 2s, and then 3s and 4s get a little expensive because you have War Machine and Avengers assembled in there. So pretty cool deck, super cheap, especially once you get to that 7 card hand size. Once you have all those tech upgrades out, you're just going to be able to spit out thing after thing after thing. If you think about it, when you're in Repulsor Blast mode, you've got like 13 to 14 cards in your deck. I can't remember what it was. I think it was 14. And you're drawing 7 cards. So there's only 7 cards left in your deck. If there's anything in your discard pile, you pretty much know exactly what Repulsor Blast is going to discard. So you can know how much damage is going to be dealt each time right before you cast it, which is really, really awesome. So definitely check out this self-involved Iron Man deck and let me know what you think. We are now into the expansion content area, so we're going to move on in release order and start looking at Captain America and Miss Marvel. Happy holidays!